The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you today, and we've got a fun show headed your way. And we've got Laura Bryna, one of our favorite guests that's on with us on a regular basis. Laura, of course, a singer and performer out in Los Angeles and does a segment on our show, That's America to Me, where she talks to a lot of different people that are involved in all different kinds of businesses. A lot of times it's entertainment. We've had Larry King in the past. Sometimes it's golf related. Sometimes, in this case, it's a world-renowned doctor, physician, and we're going to hear from Laura. It's got some golf ramifications in there, too, so listen to the whole interview. I think you're really going to enjoy that. That's coming up in just a little bit. Obviously, the tour has stayed in Hawaii but moved to a different island, so they've left the island of Maui. Now they're the Big Island and getting ready for the Sony Open, so that's the next stop on the tour for a lot of those guys. And, again, great whale watching for the golfers and the people at the tournament. Great viewing for all the people back in the mainland that are dealing with the cold winter to at least get a little bit of a reprieve to watch some golf. So the Sony Open will be played all this week at Wailea Country Club, site of the tournament for years and years with the very famous W palm trees. And anyway, it's one of my favorite weekends of the year. So I'll really be enjoying it all weekend long, as all of you will be, I'm sure, too. Frank Bassett joins us, as he does all the time, from the Nashville studios. Frank, how's everything going in Nashville?
Good. Wailea, the Big W. Do you know where that Big W became famous?
I don't know that I do.
Old movie.
Where did it become famous?
Old movie. Remember, it's a mad world where the treasure was buried. It was under,
that's right,
where the treasure was buried. That's where it was.
There are so many. So just name a couple of the people from that movie, because there's about 58 different stars in
Milton
that movie, right?
Burrell. I don't know.
Mickey Rooney. Buddy Hackett.
Joey Bishop. You know, but do you know, my dad was friends with the man who flew the good buddies for years with Paul Mance. Paul Mance was a stunt pilot. Frank Tallmadge and Paul Mance. Tall Mance was the name of their company. They did all the movie stuff. Remember the TV series 12 O'Clock High where they would belly in the B-17s? They did that.
That was a while back.
Yeah, old movies. Okay. I mean, but in this movie, Paul Mance flew a Twin Beach aircraft through a billboard with 3 feet of clearance. It was they put balsa wood. Remember the scene where they go through the billboard?
I remember that scene, sure.
He had three feet of wingtip clearance on each end, and he really did it. 3 feet.
Wow.
He would have hit the frame of that puppy.
You got to be a little bit older to remember that movie, but it was a great movie. Because,
funny movie, movie.
I mean, everybody was after money, gold, and chasing after each other. And it was Sid Caesar was in it.
Sid Caesar. All sorts of great old actors were in that thing. I'm trying to remember everybody.
Back in the day, for all those people,
Spencer
that
Tracy,
50s, 60s,
Spencer Tracy
was in it for.
Yeah,
he was like a cop or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the cop that was trying to.
Ethel Merman. Remember her? She was like the old biddy yelling at him all the time. Get out of my way! We digress greatly. Yeah,
the days of Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and the Clam Bake on the PGA Tour and all that. That was when that movie was around. So, Dean Martin and all those guys. Yeah. Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome.
I'm in Nashville, by the way. Sorry to digress or just totally go off the rails here, but. You said the Big W, and that's what reminded me of it.
Has it warmed up? Is it still chilly there?
No, it's not. It's warm. The wind's blowing 30 miles an hour. That front came up from the south, brought us all that hot air coming out of Florida, which is great, and off the Gulf. And it got up to about 72 yesterday, 71 today. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 60, and then because the front's coming down, a little rain, and then the front's going back up, and we're back up in the upper 60s and 70s in Nashville in January, which is nuts. Thereby, my voice.
Crazy.
It's crazy, craziness. Yeah. But, hey, you know what? New big happenings now that we have a new PGA Tour commissioner.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on the PGA Tour, but a lot of stuff going on with the PGA of America and the Ryder Cup.
We have a new captain, first-timer, if you will, although he's a name that we're all familiar with, Jim Furyk. We talked about this, I think, earlier in the week, about Jim Furyk's rumor that he would be the captain for the 2018 team in France, and sure enough, it was official, and he is the captain and turned right around and flicked it on Davis Love. Davis Love will be one of his assistant captains, along with, I'm sure, five or six or eight of his best friends. So we'll see. U.S. has not won on European soil in 25 years of Ryder Cup.
It's been tough.
A long drought, and we'll see if it's going to be Jim Furyk leading him to victory in the Frenchlands and highlands of France, where the golf course is, and it's supposed to be a beautiful golf course. I'm really looking forward to. And that's the other part of Ryder Cup, not only the drama of the actual play, but let's be honest, they play at the greatest golf courses in this country and over in Europe. So yeah. I'm actually kind of excited, and I'm hoping, Frank, that you and I will be there
for the Ryder
Cup in 2018. Yeah, I mean, where are we going in a couple of weeks?
The PGA Merchandise Show, this week, big time.
Is that coming up?
It's coming up. Holy yeah, smokes. You're flying in on Tuesday, I believe.
I better get my bikini out.
Oh God, please, Lord!
Head to the pool. Head into the pool. We'll put all that on our Twitter page too, Frank. So we'll make sure we show everybody on our website.
You know what?
Page.
We'll take
by the pool.
We'll take one of our sponsors, the Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com, and put Marcus in a bikini. Get Marcus in a bikini by the pool.
That'll be the end of our trips, right?
There you go. Azalea will throw us out. Our thanks, in all seriousness, to Azalea Hospitality, Azalea House. They're our sponsor on the road for Golf Talk America, getting ready for the Masters, which will be there too. And that's going to be a big shindig at the Azalea House. So.
If anybody's going to be at the PGA show, the merchandising show coming up at the end of this month in a couple of weeks, then stop by. We'll be located on our stage set up right outside the main entrance, so you can't miss us. And we'll be local time from 10 a.m. till noon. Is that correct, Frank?
We'll 10 to 12 Eastern every day. And our stage is in the hallway entrance right across from the coffee's concession that we have are already procured for us, thanks to Mr. Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. That's our coffee concession for the week. And we're right down the escalator from the media center. The media center is right up above us. So that's where we are for all you PGA professionals out there that enjoy our show. Come see us. Who knows? We might just grab you and put a headset on you and make you get up there and talk about your country club and your career and what you're up to at the PGA Merchandise Show that your members at the club don't know.
Well, it should be fun. we're really looking forward to it. This should be a lot of fun. And again, it's coming up 24th, 25th, 26th in there at that week of in Orlando. So we'll get our fingers crossed, too, that the weather will be nice, which it should be in Orlando this time of year. It should be perfect, right? About 70 degrees every day. So
and then
can't beat it.
And then after that, guess where we're going to be? You're going to come down to it. I'm going to be flying over to it.
Where's this?
We'll be at the Super Bowl. Golf Talk America will be live from the Super Bowl in Planet Houston. We'll be there thanks to Azalea Hospitality again. We're going to be at the Rolling Stone party. We're going to be, it's going to be fabulous.
This is going to be. We'll see what happens, Frank. And right now, if you had to make a pick,
it better be Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys. And who do you think?
It's a coin toss. I don't know. I don't have a good feeling.
I think it's New England or Pittsburgh is my best bet. And New England plays Houston first, and Pittsburgh plays Kansas City this weekend. We'll see what happens. But Pittsburgh's playing great. New England has got home field advantage. We'll see. But it would be pretty exciting.
How good would it be from Dallas and Pittsburgh? How good would that be?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A rematch there. So
you betcha.
We'll see. I'll be at the Cowboys game next week when we talk. I'll give you a blow-by-blow of what happens in that Cowboys-Green Bay game coming up.
Get our NFL credentials, by the way. Get me on the list.
Yeah. It's no problem. It's kind of like we talked about going to the Masters. Yeah. Only everybody in the world wants to go to the Masters and the Super Bowl. So they have to
And we're going to both.
And we're going to both.
We're going to both. Golf Talk America, one way buddy. Yeah. How good is that?
We'll make it.
I think we're making progress. By the way, at the PGA Merchandise Show, I just had a conversation today with our good friend at the PGA Tour headquarters, David Desmond. David is the head of sales for digital on the website and what we do and PGA Tour Live and all that. And we're going to grab David and put him up on the stage and grill him about why he's not selling more advertising for Golf Talk America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be anxious to do that. Yeah. Well, how could he say no?
If he listens to this show, he won't come by the stage.
Say never. Yeah.
But
never.
I think we're going to have Ty Votaw. We've reached out to Ty. I think he's going to do it for us and stop by and say hi. Of course, he's one of the big guys at the PGA Tour, along with Mr. Desmond. Ty heads up communications. So we'll talk a little bit about what the PGA Tour has going on, too. So we've got a big year kicking off.
Yeah,
you know, we've had a little bit of downtime over the holidays, and everybody got sick and well and sick again. And I'm dealing with this house situation, as you well know, which is – and you and I had the conversation pre-show today. about the what it's like to deal with mortgage companies.
We it's a different world, and you haven't done it for a lot of years.
A long time.
I went through it about a year ago, and it's a lot different than it had been.
And we won't name the mortgage company because they sponsor a golf tournament.
No.
So there.
Yeah, they're fine.
We're not
You'll work it out. It'll work out.
It's all good. They approve me, but
they're just they're just more detailed. That's all. They just ask blood type, next of kin.
Yeah.
Everything you got.
Why did you cancel these two or three credit cards? Why'd you cancel the credit cards? Because I didn't need them.
Ask about your grades as a freshman in high school.
Oh,
get a C in science?
I got A's in science and math.
Whatever.
I was good. I was good at that stuff.
I wasn't actually asking you, Frank. I was just making a point.
Well,
they go into a lot of detail.
But I did. I love music.
Come on, everybody doesn't know. Everybody knows. Okay.
Okay.
We got to get to Laura. Laura's going to sit there. Where's my segment?
What do we need Laura Brina for? Well, let's see. For intelligence, looks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Talent.
Talent.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's roll this interview. It's with Dr. Bob Fischel, and he is a world-renowned. A world-renowned physician and an inventor extraordinary, mostly for hearts and stents and things like that. And it relates to golfers. A lot of us out there have had issues with our health or know somebody that's had health issues and kept them off the golf course for a little bit. So he talks a little bit about that, too, of how valuable it is to have good health and to return to good health if you've had some problems and get back out on the golf course. So sit back, relax. You'll enjoy this. Laura Brina talking with Dr. Bob Fischel. And we'll be back when the interview's finished. So stick around, and you'll enjoy it. Let's roll it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Laura Brina, and this is Golf Talk America's That's America to Me. Now, in keeping with the theme of Golf Talk America, where we like to talk about golf, music, sports, and entertainment, I am sitting here with one great human being. He's a physicist. He's an inventor. He's a doctor, philanthropist, has over 200 U.S. and foreign medical patents. He's worked at Hopkins for many years. He gives back to the University of Maryland where he went to school. He has invented coronary stents, which was purchased by Johnson & Johnson, implantable cardiac defibrillators, insulin pumps, cure for migraines, systems that provide early warning of epileptic seizures and heart attacks. And I could keep going on, but we really would love to talk to him in this interview. So I am sitting here with Dr. Bob Fischel. How's it going?
Well, we're pretty busy. So at the age of 87, when I get Social Security, I should really retire. But I've been unable to do that because there's still a lot of stuff that still has to be invented and made available to help human beings all over the world.
And that's what I think is so wonderful about you. You're changing people's lives every day, and people are getting a chance to live because of you and your sons.
Well, there's a lot of satisfaction in that, and one of the things that we worked hardest on was our stents. And what we found out when we first started was that the stents were so stiff that they couldn't go around bends in the arteries in the heart. Now, stents are put in to open blockages in coronary arteries because if it gets blocked, then there's permanent damage to the heart muscle, which is a heart attack. So what we need are stents that go in, and when we put the stent in, what we needed was something that was really flexible, that will go around any curve in a heart artery, and that's really the whole basis of our improvements in the world of stents. That's now been put in probably more than 30 million people around the world.
It's so amazing. I mean, you really are changing people's lives. How did this all start? When you were younger, did you say, "Hi, I'm going to invent some stuff"?
Well, when I started, I never really thought about being an inventor. It just happened. One of my first inventions was when I was working for the United States Navy, and I invented something better for a submarine. And they finally investigated it all, and they found out in 1926, the inventor of submarines made the exact same invention I did. So I was really discouraged. But the patent attorney at the laboratory where I worked said, "Fischel, don't be discouraged. I think you're a real inventor." And some 200 patents later, he's probably correct.
So I got to know, what do you do for fun? I mean, when you're not thinking, when you're not downstairs in the basement concocting all these different things, like, hi, I'm changing people's lives, what do you do for fun?
Well, when I was really young, in my mid-20s, I tried golf. And I was really good at putting, but I was so terrible.
You know this is a golf show.
I know. I was so terrible off the tee that I could never get the ball any distance. And if you can't get it any distance off the tee, your score will be 500 in a golf game. So at any rate, I figured that bigger than a golf ball is a tennis ball. And bigger than the club head is a tennis racket. So I figured it would be easier to play tennis. And that's what I do all the time, and I got pretty good at it.
Now, a little bird tells me, too, off the golf and tennis court, that you like music. Is that true?
Well, I really always love music. As a matter of fact, it's nearly Thanksgiving time. And right where we're having this interview now, my whole family, there'll be 22 of us singing for several hours, which has been going on my entire life. And then, by some coincidence, I was invited by the Washington Savoyards Opera Company to sing a major role in Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. To my surprise, and to be invited, and to very much my pleasure, I got 6 standing ovations for my 6 performances. So I did do some singing, and I really enjoyed it.
That's so great. And your whole family sings, too?
Oh, yes. Everybody sings. At Thanksgiving, there's a whole Fischel family songbook, and we'll sing 30 songs, and everybody will love it. And we have guitar players and, like, portable piano players, and there's a lot of satisfaction in it.
That's so wonderful, because, you know, you have to give your brain a break, I would imagine. I mean, you have to have time to sleep, too. I mean, do you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I just changed people's lives. I just saved 30 million people because of my stents.
No, that's not what I wake up with. What I wake up with is, if the day before I couldn't figure out some part of a new patent design for a new medical device, I wake up in the morning and I start seeing the drawings in my head. And I work on the design as I lie in bed in the morning. Now, I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, but it's the truth.
How do you even get sleep? I mean, does your mind shut down?
No, I have a rule that at night, before I go to sleep, my wife and I watch TV for about 1 or 2 hours just to unwind and forget everything, and I go to sleep really well. It's when I wake up in the morning and start seeing the drawings, like, you know, 5, 6 in the morning, that's when the workday begins.
Incredible. Now, I know you just got a very cool honor. Actually, I know you have honored doctorate degrees and all these everything that everybody is so appreciative of all the work that you're doing. You have something that I just saw that's absolutely incredible. You had a wonderful honor by the President of the United States. What was that like?
Well, I felt extremely lucky. In May, at the White House, President Obama was gracious enough to give me the National Medal for Technology and Innovation for the United States in recognition of what I've done in inventing medical devices that have been used in the U.S. and all around the world. So he was extremely gracious about it, and to say the least, myself and my family there was very pleased.
So, at 87, what's next? What are you working on now?
Well, what I'm working on now is a new device. I invented a device that treats migraine headaches by putting intense magnetic pulsations onto the brain, which sort of talks the brain neurons out of having a migraine headache. And it works quite well, and it's even FDA approved and being used in America. So now, the next thought was, how can I apply that to the other pains that people suffer? For example, some people have lower back pain. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Some people who have diabetes have foot pain from diabetic neuropathy. Some people who have cancer chemotherapy for years develop foot pain from cancer neuropathy as well. And so I'm working on a device that will create intense magnetic pulsations on any part of the human body in order to relieve pain at that part of the body. We're well along. The clinical trial is beginning at the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore, and we're quite optimistic that we will have a good result and really improve the condition of many people, including maybe people who play golf and have some lower back pain or leg pain. Time will come, maybe we can use our device on them and they get a better score.
Yeah, because everybody's looking for the lesser handicap. So with your sons, do you have it divided? Each son does one thing, and then you have the thing that you do, or how do you all work together as a team and work on one thing at a time, or how is it divvied up?
Well, the answer to that question is everything you've said is true. That is, there are times when we work together, father and sons. There are times when we each work separately. My middle son, who's an MD, is working on a new way to treat high blood pressure by a means that would take you about 15 minutes of your time and a painless procedure, no drugs, and your blood pressure could drop 40 millimeters. My oldest son is working on a device implanted in your chest with a wire in your heart. It'll tell you you're having a heart attack before you have any symptoms and get you to the hospital to save your life. They're focusing on that as I focus on pain, but there are times when we all work together on all of it.
Wow, it's incredible. I mean, you're changing people's lives. So the last thing I want to talk about is your philanthropy, which obviously that's all philanthropy too. How do you even have time to do more things to give back? What are your big causes that you love? I know the University of Maryland is very dear to your heart. Are there other things that you love?
Well, that's certainly true. I have donated a fair amount to the University of Maryland, where we started the Fischel Department of Bioengineering, so that what I call the kids, that's the doctorate students,
right,
the graduate students, the other students, can also work on medical devices to change human life. So, and I've also donated money to Johns Hopkins Hospital for helping in their medical causes, and to the medical school, where I help them do studies of the genome to improve human health by personalized medicine. So it's just a good thing. What are you going to do with the money? You can only eat so much.
Very true, and buy two houses and cars and all that. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. I so appreciate it. Here at Golf Talk America, we love people that give back and help, and again, you're changing people's lives. That's America to me. I'm Laura Bryna, and this is Golf Talk America. Back to you, Frank.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Wow. Wow. Good job, Laura. I mean, you could tell
what have you done lately, Frank?
Well, I've been changing people's lives, but not in that way. You know, though,
guys working in my house.
I can't wait to talk to Bob because I want to talk to him about, number one, my high blood pressure, but number two, the lower back pain, which all of us that play golf experience that. And I don't know if Freddie Couples has talked to him or not, but maybe we need to get Freddie and Dr. Bob just to have a conversation. How cool would that
be? You know, we were talking earlier in the week with Art Selinger, and Art was talking about Jimmy Walker shortening his driver. And in relation to that, Art said he spends most of his time convincing amateur golfers, all of us, to hit shorter
drivers.
Yeah. Length clubs. He goes, there's no reason to have as long a driver as you have, or even a 3-wood, shorten the length of it. And a lot of that also is a back issue. And Jason Day has said, you know, I'm shortening my swing. I don't need to have such a full swing. And certainly those are the top level guys that make a living doing it. So you could see where they put a lot on the line because they're making a living doing it. For the rest of us, we're not here to break our backs and stuff to shoot 87 instead of 86. It's like, you know, just do what they say. Sure, you're right. The fact that he's working on the lower back thing definitely could affect a lot of golfers out there. So good for him. For working on.
Boy, what an impressive
just
man.
One of those guys. You meet some of these people that are so accomplished that you almost like just cower down and just think, well, I'm just the most worthless person in the world. I can't even imagine doing a fraction of the stuff
he's done. How many patents did he have? Good Lord. Yeah, Come on. But the guy's a genius, and I guess his sons too. Yeah, so incredible interview. Laura can grab some big ones. I mean, it may not be a name you know, but it's certainly a name that you ought to know. You ought to respect.
Well, and it's also a guy that, you know, we don't know a lot of people when we go into medicine, but and go to the doctors for different things. But he's one of those guys that has affected, I'm sure, almost – it's one of those 6 degrees of separation. I'll bet you everybody has someone within a family member, friend, that his stents and his patents in the heart realm of medicine have probably affected. So we may not know his name, but we probably certainly know how beneficial his work is.
Well, you know, this all ties together too, Tim, with our friends at French Lick. I mean, French Lick Resort, Brendan Sweeney. French Lick Resort is owned by the Cook Group. Steve Ferguson is the chairman of the board and CEO of Cook Group. Cook Group is a medical device manufacturer out of Bloomington, Indiana, privately held. Bill Cook started that company, his family. Steve Ferguson runs it now. So can't wait to get Steve on the phone and ask Steve about Dr. Bob. They had to have crossed paths, I mean, because of what they do. Yeah. So, so everything kind of ties together. Interesting, interesting stuff.
Very nice.
So, nice job. She did a good job.
Yeah,
you could tell. I mean, you really could tell she was kind of in awe of him because she was like, "You changed people's lives. You changed people's lives."
Yeah, and I mean, it is amazing. I just had a good friend whose dad passed away last week, and he was 87, and a doctor. And he had done amazing things in his little world here in Dallas, and so many people had their lives to thank for all the work that he's done. And he's also a cardiologist, so a lot of heart work that he was in. So, again, I'm just humbled by how skilled and talented and worthy those people are in the world. And the fact that they decided to go into what they went into. They could have been a lot of other things. They could have been a businessman or something else probably and successful. But they want to help people. So they go into that field, and it's just amazing.
Okay, so I'm going to call Ben Feldman. Ben's the star of the NBC hit series Superstore. Laura had him, an interview with him, three or four weeks ago with us?
Yeah.
And say, so Ben, what have you done lately? Here's an interview I want you to listen to.
You're on a goofy sitcom. We're on a goofy talk radio show talking about golf here like that. Yeah. What have any of us done? You know, this guy's changing the world. And,
golly.
And I love the best question that Laura asked him is she says, so you're 87. What's next? Going 87 in a day? You know, I mean, what do you think's next? I'm trying to get up tomorrow. That's my big thing. But no, that guy, I'm sure he looks at it like, well, I'll be around here for a long time. And until his dying breath, he probably will be inventing another device for the medical profession. I mean, those guys don't think about, you know, at 87, I'm going to kind of relax. There's no retirement.
Well, at 87, when he was in the Navy, we were in World War II, obviously.
Sure.
So, So we need to have him on live sometime just to have a few quick questions. I bet they'd be fun.
I just hope to make it to 87. He didn't talk like he was 87, did he?
No, he didn't. No, a lot of energy. Hey.
Yeah, youthful guy. Good for him.
Yeah, it was good. I was skeptical when I heard about that interview she was going to do. I said, well, how does that tie into Golf Talk America and Fusion? And she said, well, it does. Trust me, it will. And it did. It hit home.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that
interview. Well, it affects all of us. I mean, health affects us, right? Even if it's not directly related to fixing your swing and helping your putting. But certainly our health affects all of us.
So now we're Golf Talk America, the fusion of golf, music, sports, entertainment, and health care.
And medicine.
There you go.
For your prescriptions. We'll get you prescriptions. Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Hey, how you doing? $25 a pill.
I think, I can already see the train going way off the rails. So I'm going to say, I think we're out of time, Frank.
The clock
has struck time.
We are, but we'll be back soon. We'll be back soon.
Oh, we will.
Oh, yeah.
We're always back. Sooner than you want us, but we'll be back. Oh, you can count on it. And don't forget, join us at the PGA Merchandise Show coming up in Orlando. Our good friends at Azalea House are going to be there with us, and we're going to have a great time there. It'll be one big party, and we hope you can stop by and say hi to us as well. We'll hand out Frank's got little candies he's going to hand out, the stuff he didn't give away at Halloween. We got a little candy for you, too, a little dish. You can take some Snickers home with you.
There you go.
That's it.
I'm out of time.
For Frank Bassett, Laura Brina, Dr. Bob, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you next time right here on Golf Talk America.